Wilhelmina Holliday, the wife of a Washington, D.C. builder, was traveling in Europe with her husband in the 1960s when they first saw the work of a 17th century painter named Clara Peters. Although the Holidays were both schooled in art history, neither had ever heard of her.
And when we came home, we took out all of our source books and we discovered there wasn't one woman in any of our source books. And I'd worked at the National Gallery of Art when I was young, so I went down and found a little bit of information, but not much. And so we decided that there was this gap in the history of art because we knew that there had been women painting successfully in their day. There had to be. So that's how we decided to collect work by women.
The Holliday's collection grew to include work by many recognized masters, such as French painters Rosa Bonheur and Berthe Morisot, and Americans Mary Cassatt and Georgia O'Keeffe. Yet even by the late 1970s, major museums and galleries still rarely showed work by women. And so an idea that had seemed like a joke at first, Mrs. Holliday says, became increasingly serious, to use the collection to found a National Museum of Women in the Arts. Established in 1981, the museum opened its doors in this imposing building in downtown Washington 6 years later.
When I first came to work for the National Museum of Women in the Arts, I actually thought that the museum might be able to cease to exist in 10 to 15 years. I thought that maybe women's work or women artists would become recognized in such a way that you would no longer need a museum of this type. But it's almost 20 years now, and times haven't changed that much.
Chief Curator and Deputy Director Susan Fisher Sterling says that women artists today still are undervalued and under-exhibited, which makes the museum a revelation to many visitors.
When someone comes into the museum and takes a look at the work that we have here, the first impression is not, wow, these are paintings done by women, I can tell based on the way they look. Instead, it's, oh my gosh, I never knew there were so many women artists. How come I never heard about these people before?
Painters like Judith Leister, Elisabetta Serrani, and Elizabeth Vigée Le Brun had been important in 16th, 17th, and 18th century Europe, working for kings, queens, and Roman popes. But when they died, they were soon forgotten.
And it's only in the last, say, 40 years that women artists have become important enough as a subject matter for study that we've been able to resurrect their reputations. And that's one of the main purposes of the museum at its inception, was to rediscover women artists and put their works on the walls.
Alice Neal's Women, a recent show at the museum, featured a painter whose 60-year career exemplifies the struggle of women artists in the last century. For many years, Alice Neal's work was little appreciated, says Susan Fisher Sterling, in part because she was a figurative painter at a time when abstract expressionism held sway. Neal painted New York artists and intellectuals, and members of her own family, always with a penetrating but understanding eye. As critic Charlotte Willard wrote, "Even fully clothed, Neal's sitters appear naked before us in their vulnerability, their bewilderment, their self-concern, their resignation."
Well, the feeling is a lot of the personality that you find in the facial expressions, I think.
I think that she put all her emphasis in the eyes of whoever she paints.
Yeah.
She also combined the color.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
The National Museum of Women in the Arts has previously featured work by Latin American and Arab artists, and upcoming shows will bring Korean and Aboriginal Australian women's art to the Capitol. Founder Wilhelmina Holliday says she hopes such shows will increase international understanding and help the careers of female artists around the world.
I think that's probably an equal amount of creative talent is born in both men and women. Now, opportunities to develop that talent have differed greatly.
Carolyn Weaver, VOA News.